ladies and gents, we are back, and we are back with a vengeance. This is Absolute Truth, absolutely, with your host Gio. I am the youth leader of LWYM, which stands for Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami, Florida. Welcome, welcome, welcome all. Welcome one, welcome all. We thank you for joining us, and we hope that you would continue your continued patronage, your continued support of Absolute Truth, absolutely. This is our weekly podcast in which we are simply seeking to do one thing, and this is to disseminate truth so that you would be aware of what is going on around you, so that you would be a person who's free. Why? Well, one of probably my favorite verses in the entire Bible is John 8:32. What does it say, Gio? You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And man, that couldn't be any truer. Jesus tells us this because the truth, which of course the Bible tells us he is the truth, if we know the truth, the very same will set us free. And understanding that Jesus says of himself, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I mean, that's it. The way, the truth, and since he is the truth, then that gives me life. It sets me free. It's that simple. I mean, you couldn't get any simpler than that. But this is our motto. This is our goal in this program, is to provide you with absolute truth in a world full of uncertainty. You're not going to get any junk here. You're not going to get any politically correct opinions. This is not going to be a PC program or podcast, rather. This is going to be a podcast where we're going to tell it like it is. And if there are people that don't like it, oh well, they have two options. They can take it or they can leave it. So we want to thank you for joining us. And there will be a few controversial things said here, you know, every now and then. But this is the way I am, ladies and gentlemen. You guys know me. For those of you that come on a weekly basis to youth group, you guys understand the way I am. I say things the way that they should be seen, okay? That's the way that the truth needs to be told. It worked for Jesus. It works for me too. So if it worked for him, it works for me. Well, on today's program, I want to talk to you a little bit. We've begun the school year, at least here in Miami. For those of you that are elsewhere, you probably begin the school year a little later or a little earlier. But, you know, considering that you're going back to school, and man, you are under the mitts of those teachers. I tell you, you guys know how I feel about the modern day school system and the teachers that we find in the educational system. Not all, but I would dare say a good majority of teachers practically don't care for their students. They don't care for you. They care about getting their paycheck, about getting their pensions, so on and so forth. And as long as they teach what they have to teach, many of them don't even teach. They just give opinions in class, and they hand out tests. They're good. They're good with that. That's perfectly fine with them. And I wanted to talk to you today about intolerance, because you'll get a lot of teachers in this school year will begin to preach this garbage mantra, this junk ideology, like I like to call it. And what do you mean by intolerance? Well, you guys have heard the phrase. I mean, oh, Christians are intolerant, and Christians are bigoted, and Christians are this, and Christians are that. I get sick and tired of hearing this all the time. I mean, this whole Chick-fil-A incident, this showed the world who the true intolerance were. You found it from the homosexual community. I mean, really, tagging up a Chick-fil-A saying, oh, this is full of hate. Remember the individual Adam Smith who posted the video against the, I wouldn't call her the waitress, I guess the person who was at the window, Rachel. Oh, this has got to stop. The hate has got to stop. And then he pulls up this apology video. I mean, he thought he was going to be some sort of a liberal hero. And once he sees that people were denouncing his act as hatred-filled, he pulls this apology video. And in reality, it wasn't a true apology. I mean, let's look at the reality of the situation. It wasn't a true apology. He was like, Rachel, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I did this. I'm sorry, Rachel. I'm sorry. But you know what? I still can't understand this organization that is filled with hate. That's not a true apology. A true apology goes something like this. You know what? I screwed up. That was my fault. I am dearly sorry. End of story. You don't try to justify your actions after the fact while trying to pull some sort of lackadaisical and just fallacious apology. Okay, that's just the reality of the situation. but intolerance. You'll get a lot of your teachers this year who will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be more tolerant. We need to stop the homophobes. We need to stop the Islamophobes. We need to stop all of these phobes that are out there. First and foremost, let me argue. I think we need to come up with a new term. I think we need to come up with this term called Christian phobes. Oh, Gio, that doesn't exist. Neither does Islamophobe, and neither does homophobe exist, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? The homosexual groups and the Islamic propagandists, they have done this extraordinary job of making the American populace believe that these things are real. Like if, oh, I'm scared of Muslims, there comes the turban, watch out. Or, oh my God, that guy is dressed like a woman. I'm really scared now. Really? I mean, come on. This is, I'm telling you, this is more and more ridiculous. But then when I come up with a term like, you know what, there are such things as Christian phobes because there are people that are scared of Christians. Oh, that doesn't exist, Gio. Also, Islamophobe and homophobe do exist, but Christian phobes doesn't exist. Right. Okay, let's see how that goes through. But again, this is just another tactic so that we would appear like the ones who are intolerant, like we are the hate mongers, like we are the people who promote dissension, and we are the people who promote all of these arguments that we want to kill gays and we want to kill Muslims. And the only, you know, last time I checked, ladies and gentlemen, it was Muslims. It has been Muslims who have killed Christians left and right in the Middle East. Last time I checked, those that were filled with hate, Dan Savage, you out there talking smack about Christians and talking these filthy, vile things that you say to yourself, how can that come from the innermost part of man? I mean, I don't know. I'll tell you, one of the tactics that they love to use is the scare tactic. And you need to be aware of this, especially from your teachers. If your teachers ever use this against you, make sure that you raise your hand and that you rebuke them publicly by using reason. I mean, when they say things like, you guys are a bunch of hypocrites and you guys are hate mongers and this, that, and the other thing, yeah, we're not the ones who are chopping off people's heads because they're gay, like in other countries. We're not the ones who are out there promoting Sharia law and asking women to cover their heads with veils. If not, we give them a public beating. Yeah, we're not the ones doing that. Infiltration is the second one of these tactics, ladies and gentlemen, of trying to make or portray the other group as intolerant. Ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the word intolerant in and of itself, bigoted, it's a person who cannot tolerate another person's opinions or right to worship. When you look at that definition, who are the true intolerants? I mean, I don't see Christians out here going out to mosques and bombing them. I don't see Christians going out and breaking up homosexual rallies and protests. I don't see Christians beating down on gays, on lesbians. I don't see Christians going out and, I mean, I don't see this. I see this from the other side. But I don't see this from Christians. I don't. Infiltration. What do I mean by infiltration? Well, you have to remember that our Constitution, the First Amendment, guarantees us the right to free speech, to freedom of religion, freedom of press. And there are people that cannot stand it. Do you know why, ladies and gentlemen? Because when the truth is disseminated, when the truth has been promulgated, it counteracts lies, deception. And therefore, you've got groups who are trying to counteract free speech because they understand that free speech is the catalyst for truth, so that that very same truth would set people free. Because if the truth is out there, lies cannot continue to spread evil. And this is where they find a huge issue with the First Amendment. They need to curb free speech, because if free speech is available, the truth is put out in public, in the public square, and people begin to say, whoa, these people are lying to me. I might as well adopt truth. And this is why they have such an agenda, such a hatred of the First Amendment and of the God-given right. Let's be honest here. It's not given to us by our Constitution. It's given to us by God. So what do? They infiltrate the court systems. They infiltrate Congress. They infiltrate all of these groups. I mean, when you talk about groups like CARE, for example, just to use Islam as an example here, CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, and ISNA, Islamic and Society of North America, they are out there supposedly combating Islamophobia that supposedly exists in the United States. But part of that their campaign is to silence the truth about this religion of violence. And they're trying to brainwash the American public into saying our intentions are noble. We have noble intentions. But in reality, we find that these groups are directly tied to the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, that group that you probably heard of that has taken over in Egypt and other places in the Middle East. And this group's intention is to utterly destroy the U.S. They've openly said that they want to replace the Constitution of the United States with Sharia law. And if you know anything about Sharia law, you would say, I do not want that here. But yet, for example, you want to see how they promote their idea of tolerance? ISNA and other groups, they have been asked by the FBI in a report by the Washington Post, dated February 16th of this year, which they were saying, we're considering allowing these organizations to take a look at certain amount of our documents to see if it fits. You know, if they don't feel offended by these things, if you will. What happened? More than 700 documents and 300 presentations were eliminated from the rolls of the FBI's counterterrorism units and other areas. And you know what these documents included in these presentations? Oh, unimportant stuff. Unimportant stuff like, you know, customs, doctrines, law, Quran, scriptures, those kinds of things. Those aren't important. We don't need those. Of course not. Yeah, they might help us to fight and understand what Islam is truly all about, but we don't need them in the documents. Of course not. Not to fight terrorism. Nothing to see here. Move on. Really? Now you see where this is coming from. In other words, trying to direct attention elsewhere. Because if people were to find out what is in the Quran, they would say, we do not want Sharia here. As a matter of fact, Islam is a religion of violence. Out you get. But more and more we look around the State Department, the Justice Department, Homeland Security, even in our local police departments, more and more and more Islam is beginning to infiltrate into the United States. This is a serious issue, ladies and gentlemen, and they are preaching tolerance when they are intolerant against us, when we denounce them. It's about time we do something about this, ladies and gentlemen. When your teachers dare call you out in the classroom setting, and they say, and they use all of these egregious words against you, calling you intolerant and bigoted and whatnot, question their reasoning. Do it respectfully, of course. But you say, you know what, teach, let me tell you a little something about intolerance, and use the truth. Find out what these things are, how these people are working behind the scenes, and who, and showcase to that person, the teacher, and the rest of the class, who the person, the true intolerant is in the class. Most likely, it's going to be the teacher. That's all the time I have left for this edition of Absolute Truth Absolutely. I want to thank you for joining me in this inaugural podcast episode. And I ask you that you were to do me a simple favor. And when you say me, Gio, what do you mean? Yeah, you know what? Do it as a personal favor to me, you know? I think it'd be good. Let others know about this podcast. Let others know about the truth that we're trying to spread here. You know why? This is the gospel, baby. This is what it's all about. Let them know about the light of Jesus, that the truth will set us free. Email this link to your friends. Put it on Facebook. Put it on Twitter. Let's get the word out. Even more so, you know what? I recant on my previous statement. Don't do it for me. Do it for Jesus. Do it for God. Do it for the sake of the gospel. I think that's the true reason why we should be doing these things. Again, that's all the time I have left. Thank you for joining us on this edition. Keep checking back on the website, lwym.org. lwym.org for all of the latest updates. And you can also follow us on Twitter, at lwym. And you can also follow my Twitter link at Giovanni DC. You spell that JIOVANNEDC at Giovanni DC. Until the next time, may the Lord shine his face upon you.